This is Audible.
Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio presents Night Passage by Robert D. Parker.
At the end of the continent, near the foot of Wilshire Boulevard, Jesse Stone stood and leaned on the railing in the darkness above the Santa Monica Beach and stared at nothing, while below him the black ocean rolled away toward Japan. There was no traffic on Ocean Avenue. There was the comfortless light of the street lamps, but they were behind him. Before him was the uninterrupted darkness above the repetitive murmur of the disdainful sea. A black and white cruiser pulled up and parked behind his car at the curb. A spotlight shone on it, and one of the cops from the cruiser got out and looked into it. Then the spotlight swept along the verge of the cliffs and touched Jesse and went past him and came back and hailed. The strapping young L.A. patrolman walked over to him, holding his flashlight near the bulb end, the barrel of it resting on his shoulder so he could use it as a club if he needed to. The young cop asked Jesse if he was all right. Jesse said he was, and the young cop asked him why he was standing there at 4 a.m. The cop looked about 24. Jesse felt like he could be his father, though in fact he was maybe 10 years older. "I'm a cop," Jesse said. "Got a badge?" "Was a cop. I'm leaving town. Just thought I'd stand here a while before I went." "That your car?" he said. Jesse nodded. "What division you work out of?" the young cop said. "Downtown. Homicide." "Who runs it?" "Captain Chrome Jaeger." "I can smell booze on you," the young cop said. "I'll stay here till I'm sober," Jesse said. "Okay," the young cop said. Went back to the cruiser and pulled away. No one else came by. There was no sound except the tireless movement of the thick black water. Behind him, the streetlights became less stark, and he realized he could see the first hint of the pier to his left. He turned slowly and looked back at the city behind him and saw that it was almost dawn. The streetlights looked yellow now, and the sky to the east was white. He looked back at the ocean once, then walked to his car and got in and started up. He drove along Ocean Avenue to the Santa Monica Freeway and turned onto it and headed east. By the time he passed Boyle Heights, the sun was up and shining into his eyes as he drove straight toward it. "Say goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye, my baby."